So, Steve-O, what is the Conservative Party of Canada conserving? That's today's question.
Itself. Now, I know that answer sounds glib, and it's not entirely meant to. But to explain why, we need to understand what the Conservative Party is and where it came from.
Yeah, because that didn't just sound glib. I think it was glib.
Well, in a way, this all goes back to pre-Confederation Quebec and the Blue Party, which was in opposition to what they saw as the radical anti-church secularism of the Red Party. So this Blue Party ended up forming an alliance with someone who would later become Canada's first prime minister, Sir John A. Macdonald. And that alliance was known in Anglo-Canada as the Liberal Conservative Party.
Which, in today's parlance, sounds like some kind of oxymoron.
Well, but it also recalls our prior discussions about the meaning of the word liberal, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. And back then, I'm sure it made sense, but now when we hear liberal conservative, we kind of go, what?
Yeah. Well, and the core idea was of a party that believes strongly in a traditional religious value system. And for Quebec, that was centered around the Catholic Church as a national institution that was free from British influence. So you can kind of see why it was so important for them.
Sure, yeah.
Now, over time, the party changed and went by a number of different names. The Libcons eventually became the Unionists, who became the Progressive Conservatives. Now, the Progressive Conservatives are actually still around today in some provinces, and lots of folks still casually refer to the Conservative Party as the PCs.
I have heard that.
Yeah. So if we jump to 1993, we see an election where the Progressive Conservatives go from the governing party to only two seats.
Whoa.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
That's what we would call a pretty devastating defeat.
It was. And meanwhile, the Reform Party, another right-aligned group that was advocating for government restraint and democratic reform, was gaining some support, although mostly in Western Canada. So these two parties had different aspects of the broad right wing of the political spectrum covered, which some thought was serving only to split the vote and allowed the Liberals to form government far too often.
Mm-hmm.
And so a rallying cry that became popular was, unite the right. So this led to an eventual merger in 2003 and the creation of what we now know as the Conservative Party of Canada, where another little-known figure in Canadian history was a key player, Stephen Harper.
Of course he was.
So this brings us back to our question. What is being conserved by the CPC?
Yes.
And in a sense, Stephen Harper has, over the last decade, carefully held together that original alliance. Libertarians, business-minded individuals, populist social conservatives that are against radical changes to family structure and society at large, fiscal conservatives, and the more local-focused democratic reformers that wanted to see provinces gain political strength against the federal government. So there's actually a really real sense in which the Conservative Party of Canada is rooted, for now at least, in attempting to conserve that alliance and keep all these different voices and viewpoints under the umbrella of a single party.
So anything anyone could ever want to conserve is being conserved by the Conservative Party, which therefore means the Conservative Party is just trying to conserve the Conservative Party.
Well, I mean, part of this is what all political parties have to do, right, in order to maintain themselves. They all mm-hmm. have to maintain these disparate voices. But with the Conservative Party, it's always seemed more to be an existential question than merely a matter of who is going to be leader. And it's undeniable that Stephen Harper has kept the party united over the last decade, but it remains a question whether he can continue to do so if they're no longer the governing party. Their whole justification for coming together ceases to really be real. And it remains an even bigger question whether anybody else will be able to juggle all these varied political perspectives as well as he has over the last decade.
Wow, interesting. Okay, well, one last quick follow-up question. If Unite the Right didn't rhyme, do you think the party would have all come together?